Genesis chapter 6 in your Bibles, please. Pick it up, if you would, in verse 11. All right. 6, 11. It don't look right for me, though. I'm in 5:11, that's why. You're going to get old one day. Gosh. Look at verse 11. And the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, and the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark. Everyone here knows that ark is a type of Jesus. You got to get in to be saved. Have you ever thought about this, folks? And if I can be corrected, please correct me. This book can always correct me. But America is one of the greatest countries ever that ever has existed. Can I get an amen somewhere right there? Ever. So I guess my question to you is, and when I know the scripture and plowed through the scriptures this many years, why am I seeing all of these other countries named in biblical prophecy, but I do not see America anywhere? We feed the world. We send more missionaries across the world. If God is pleased with any country, he needs to be pleased with America. So my question to you is, why are we not in Bible prophecy? And why do you believe we're living in the last days? And I do too. And if we're living in the last days, we've got to be found somewhere there, right? Well, I can't find it. Could it be that America does something to become a footnote instead of something that God would actually brag on? Could it be that America would turn its back on Israel and God takes his hand off America? Could it be that America is absolved or encapsulated with something that just God doesn't want to have anything to do with? If you can help me, please come help me. But as a Bible man who has studied that book, I cannot find it anywhere. And if you think that things can't change, why don't you talk about the last 3 months of your life in America? It has changed so dramatically that we don't even know where we're living anymore. Now, you out in the country, it's a little different. Come where things are happening and you'll find out it's so unbelievably different. It's amazing that I got to wear a mask between the front door and my table because that's the only place I can catch COVID. But when I sit at my table to eat, I can take it off with everybody else and spit and slobber like everybody else. Eat like a two-headed hog and nobody worries about anything. Come on, talk to me, folks. It's insanity. This stuff is insanity. The world is corrupt. And God Almighty has had it up to the gills with this mess. Isaiah, if you would please, Isaiah. Chapter 1, pick it up in verse 2. Oh, hear, O heavens, and give earth, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord hath spoken and hath nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know my people. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, the seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have gone away backward. Why should we be stricken anymore? You will revoke more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Our country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, your strangers devour. Look at it carefully, folks. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate. as overthrown by strangers. Pick it up in verse 9. Look at it. Except the Lord of hosts hath left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. I don't know why I feel led to preach this, but I'm going to preach it anyway. The new norm is here to stay. I would to God that I could stand here today and tell you that things are going to change. We're going to get back to normal. About like 9/11 got back to normal. I was in South Africa in a safari, doing a safari when 9/11 hit. America has never been the same since. Right. Are y'all hearing me now? Now, maybe you don't travel like us, but when I go through our airport, I have full garb Muslims with a Koran on the desk looking me up and down, seeing if I'm worthy of flying an airline that I flew over a million miles on. Right. Sit still and listen to me. Amen. It bothers me a great deal because it used to be I was really somebody because I've flown so much. They even knew my name around there. Now, all of a sudden, they're looking me up the ground, checking me, body searching me, seeing if I'm worthy of actually flying the airlines. That's since 9/11. The new norm. So what happened to us in recent days, I don't believe we'll ever get back to normal. I don't want to depress you. I'm just trying to tell you the truth about this matter. Father, help us tonight in Jesus' name, and amen. In the last several months, things have changed very rapidly. America that we knew has taken on a new face. A new precedence has been set. I've got feathers coming out of my jacket. With the COVID-19 Red China virus, the George Floyd, and this Breonna Taylor, I'll say more about later. Everything has changed in our country. Some have even suggested that we even wear a mask the rest of our lives. I don't know if you know this now. I mean, if you've got to wear a mask and you've got to do that, and if you're older and you're kind of worried about your health, it's fine. I have no problem with that. But you've got to understand, when you put the mask on, you're breathing your CO2 back in. Amen. Right. But just put your thinking cap on, because most of us have television. We're letting the stinking state-run news media think for us instead of us thinking for ourselves. I know I'm rehashing things. I know your preacher takes a stand on this, but I want you to hear me out. Some have suggested that we wear masks the rest of our lives. If you're that much of a germaphobe, please don't shake my hand, because I'm allowed to catch something from you called the stupids. There's a woman on a plane. Kim and I were flying back from Texas, preacher, and we looked at a woman next to us. This is summer, midsummer, bruh. She's got all of this coat on. She's got those sleeves that with the fingers in it. She's got gloves on. Everybody listening, no talking. Amen. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave, but you don't have to talk while I'm preaching. Amen. Listen to me right now. My parents taught me to respect somebody that's speaking, especially adult, especially somebody that's preaching the Word of God. Amen. Just sit there and listen to me. You don't agree with me, leave later. Amen. She had gloves on, preacher. She had gloves on. She had things on. She had a hoodie on. She had a mask on. She had something with her. I'm not quite sure what it was. But she kept picking it up and playing with it, and come to find out it was a dog in a bag. She'd pick the bag up, preacher, and she'd take a wipe, and she'd wipe the bottom of it. She'd throw it away, she'd take her gloves off, and she'd play with the little dog, because we were hitting turbulence. I guess she thought the dog was going to freak out on her. A lap dog. God help us, you that own lap dogs. If a dog don't hunt, don't feed it. And if you got a lap dog, he's nothing but a long-haired homosexual cat. Now listen, anyway, she had this thing, preacher, and she's wiping this thing down. She's wiping this thing down and she's putting it down. And I'm going, this is crazy. And she would cover herself. And I just wanted to go. I just wanted to. I really did. Amen. Yes, sir. It was crazy. In the middle of the summer, I'm sweating. I got a short sleeve. I'm sweating. And this woman just covered, scared to death. I want to ask you a question. Why is she scared to death? Who told her that? You did? You told her that? Okay. Well, think about that for just a moment. The news. If you want to continue to have perfect attendance, you better sit there and listen, boy. I'm going to put him out of commission. I love it. I was amazed. I was looking at her and I go, this is crazy. This woman's this freaked out about this stuff. And of course, now on the flights, when we fly, preacher, you got to wear the mask. We got that. If you can't get on the airlines, if you don't do that. So we got our mask on, breathing our own CO2 back in our lungs, which the plants need our CO2, right? And so, and then when they land, this is what they say, folks. All right. Now we're going to displane from the front to the back to keep our social distancing. How about this old gal that's been hanging over on my side right here because she's like twice as big as that seat? But that ain't social distancing. No, folks, you got to understand this. That is absolutely mentally insane that they would tell us that. Now, folks, here's what I'm trying to get to you, that we're being conditioned every day of our life to accept things that are totally, absolutely, no common sense, absolutely insane. We're touching right here. I'm this far away from the other one. And now all of a sudden that we're landing, we've got to keep our social distancing. Right now, during the flu season coming in, thing, watch. COVID-19 is going to join the party with flu, and this thing's going to explode again. You watch what I'm going to say. And not only is it going to explode, preacher, they're going to start putting the hold on us one more time. They're going to start tightening up again. They're going to start telling us that we can't have assemblies like this. Are y'all with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
So we can riot, and that's a good thing. And we can burn, and that's a good thing. In fact, we ain't got to worry about COVID-19 doesn't even exist in those that are burning and slashing and rioting. Because the news media will never say anything about them, but it's only the Trump rallies and churches that they hate because we're the ones that are spreading COVID-19. Welcome to the new norm. The problem is we have weak people running our country. Weak people cause destruction, number one. Weak Eve is a weaker vessel, was approached by Satan, and a weaker vessel than Adam, and she listened to Satan, and the whole human race fell. Weak Samson, a strong man, made weak by yielding his flesh to a weak woman who manipulated him, and Samson revealed the weakness to the Philistines where his strength was coming from. But they were not interested in learning what made him strong, preacher. Listen carefully. They wanted to make sure that he was equal with them. That's exactly what Satan did in Isaiah 14. He wanted to be equal with God. Are you hearing me now? This is what's happening, folks. You don't understand this. Mr. Obama did this as soon as he got in. He went around the world apologizing for America that we were superior nation. An exceptional nation, and what he wanted to do is bring America, great America, down to the level of third world countries. That's what it, so we'd be equal, so we wouldn't have dominance in the nation. America is America, and people are dying trying to get here because of the wonderfulness of America and the exceptionalism. Because of that, folks, you got to really get a hold of this and start thinking a little bit. Listen, you want to do away with COVID-19? Turn your stinking TV off, and it'll go away. But 24/7 cycles, preacher, we're hearing it all the time, and it's scaring people to death. It's absolutely scaring them to death. Weak people are running this country. They didn't want to know his strength. They just wanted equally weak with them. They wanted equality and even power over him if they could, and that's what we got in this philosophy of social justice. I want to make a statement. You need to hear this. And if you want to lie to yourself, you go ahead and lie to yourself. But I try to be honest with myself. There'll be prejudice and racism until Jesus Christ comes again. Do you understand that? And you're prejudiced. Some of you wore bibs tonight. Some wore suspenders. I'm with you, my brother. I'm with you. Because you don't want to. Anyway. But see. That preacher that's saying, we prejudice over certain things, and people want to make those type of words bad words. They're not bad words. They make them bad, and then they take good words like gay and make it bad. Amen. It's amazing, isn't it? The weak should never rule. One of our political parties pushed poverty, welfare, food stamps, social justice, and enslaving the weak. Now, I'm going to make some statements that may make some of you mad. I didn't come to make you glad. I come to tell you the truth. And isn't it amazing they crucified the disciples and crucified and killed them every kind of way they could kill them and crucified my Savior? But us preachers want to be popular. If we're preaching the same book that they preach, maybe we ought to make people mad every now and again. There is a party, a political party, that is enslaving the people. The Democrats are the home of the Ku Klux Klan. I know some of you have been to the public schools and you've been indoctrinated instead of educated, but you listen to an educated man, not an indoctrinated man. And the reason some of you can't listen to me right now is because you've been indoctrinated. There's just a couple of young people right here that's having a problem with what I'm saying. That's why I'm bearing down even more now. And so the Democratic Party has enslaved people. They are the ones who said that they're going to pass a law, the poverty law, the welfare law. Johnson did this. And you can get the quote, Google it, you little Googlers, and you'll find out what he said when his plane landed. He said, we'll keep these in people voting Democrat for the next 200 years because we just have passed the welfare law. Now, that's his statement. A Democrat. Every president ever assassinated was a Republican by a Democrat, except one. And that was Mr. Kennedy, because Mr. Kennedy sent a crew in to check why the Ku Klux Klan was actually active, and it went against his party, and they had him assassinated. You said, that's conspiracy. That's what you thought about all this stuff that's going on now, that everything was conspiracy, but now you're seeing this reality. Listen carefully, please. So when they created poverty, preacher, they now created ghetto. When you create ghetto, you then create crime. When you create crime, you draw policemen. When you draw policemen in those ghettos, there's so much crime that those poor people are always guilty. It's a paranoia. They feel that every time they see light, they got to run. It's limbic. Your brain goes into a limbic state, which means it's fight or flight. And this is what they do. So when you see this stuff on television, you go, well, that's a shame. It's not a shame. That's what's in their mind when they're taught from a child that police hate you and they're trying to kill you. And then when you're in a poverty-stricken place where there's nothing but, and all of a sudden there's crime in there, they're freaking out every time they see a policeman, so they either fight or they run. And so this is what's happening. Then we have another political party that pushes self-reliance, jobs, self-respect, contribution to society instead of bilking the society, and where working taxpayers pay the bills like you and me. You say you're making a political speech, not making a political speech. I'm preaching reality to you. This is what we got in the United States of America. There was a time where there's Republicans, Democrats, and a Communist Party that would run for the presidency. Communist Party pulled out a long time ago because this is what they said. The Democrats have now taken on our platform. Let's back out and let them go with it, and they have. Look at me carefully. I'm not here to make friends. Listen, if you're a Democrat, what you're saying is you're voting for somebody to take a baby out of a mother's womb at trimester, stick a scissors behind in the back of the child's head, suck its brains out. But that's not far enough for them. Now you can deliver one and put it next to the mother and keep it comfortable and let it die like a dog. And that's the party you're backing? You're back in the party that believes in abortion and killing babies? And we talk about Black Lives Matter, but then black babies that they abort doesn't matter. That's amazing, isn't it? By the way, I know I'm in the country here. I do this in my pulpit in the Chicagoland area. I do it all over the nation because it's true what I'm saying. It's true. And they know it's true. But you're not going to get that from the news media. And so what we do is we encourage that one party encourage initiative and productivity and work ethic. The mentally weak follow the path of least resistance, and they're enslaved. Folks, it's a shame that you live for the 1st and 15th to go and receive a welfare check. There are times where welfare is good, but preacher, that was laid upon the church's responsibility, not the government. And I'm simply saying the New York Times ran an op-ed by Senator Tom Cotton, and y'all know who he is, a military boy. And he just happened to say that we need the military to stop some of this destruction of American cities by these rioters. That was his op-ed in the New York Times. All of a sudden, he began to get threats, and the paper got threats from some of his constituents, and they said they were going to drop the paper, and this is what they said. They reported, listen carefully, a civil war has erupted in the New York Times editorial staff. Just because this man made a statement that what we need to do to end all this insanity is bring the military in and stop it immediately, and it could happen, and should happen, by the way. And all of a sudden, the liberals began to put pressure on the paper, and the paper folded. Can you imagine how many corporations and people have folded under the pressure? Listen carefully, folks, for the small percentage of people. We have a small percentage of people dictating to the many. That is the craziest thing I ever heard in my stinking life. However, no backlash with the New York Times preacher when there's an op-ed by Putin of Russia, the leader of the Taliban, Hitler, or Venezuela communist Maduro. No backlashes. They print all their op-eds, no backlash. It's amazing how these things are happening and how some of the biggest corporations in the world are backing those, sending them hundreds of millions of dollars to back communist, socialist, Marxist regime. Now, folks, I'm here to give you a warning of what's going on in America. And if you don't believe this is going to happen, just watch. I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet. You just watch. And so we see the state-run propaganda news agencies that are complicit to these socialist communist tyrants. And we need to understand, preacher, if we're ever going to take this country back, there's some things we're going to have to do, and it may come to bloodshed. It may come to that. It may come to not only owning but bearing arms, and a civil war may be on the rise. And I'm saying that everywhere I'm going because I'm telling you, it's very likely. If Mr. Trump gets in, it's very likely. Even if the other guy gets in, it's going to continue to do what they're doing. They're trying to take over. Folks, this is not a political thing. It is a communist Marxist takeover. And if the communists from Russia would come to our western shores to try to take us over, our army would meet them there and kill every one of them. They're already here. They're already here within our borders. And that's what you're seeing. And some of us don't understand what we're seeing because the news media is not telling you the truth about it, and I'm trying to tell you the truth about it. This George Floyd tragedy that took place. This, I call it a pandemic too. It's unfortunate. No man should have to lose his life, but you know what? When you swallow handfuls of fentanyl like that, things happen. Some of you ex-drug addicts know what I'm talking about. You can't take that much drugs. When the cops come, you can't swallow that and think you're going to come out okay with that stuff. You're freezing up on me now, folks. You think it was a knee on the neck, ain't got nothing to do with the knee on the neck, and everybody knows that. Amen. That has any sense.
Right.
I was a fireman and EMT, that didn't do that.
Right.
It's him swallowing all them drugs that kill that man stopped his heart, just like many more. I don't have to have amens, I know I'm telling the truth about it. It's amazing how the news media will then form that thing and then push it down our throat, hoping that we would believe it. Now, all of us have experienced rogue cops. There's a few rogue cops out there, but the most of them are good men. A lot of them are kinfolk. There's rogue preachers. There's also rogue members. But you don't shoot them all. For the most part, they're God's ministers, the Bible says. However, the reaction in this country and around the world has set the new norm. It's a communist Marxist takeover is what it is. Peaceful protest is Americana, folks. There's nothing wrong with that. However, when riot and burning and destruction and murder, that is not. Now look at up by me, right by me, that boy, that young boy, Kyle took that AR-15, gonna protect a place. They shot at him, and then when they ran him down the street, knocked him down, kicked him in the head, then the boy took a and he went like this, and when that boy turned that AR on him, And then he turned the gun. When he did, that boy drew a gun, put it to that cut, that chill, that 17-year-old boy's head, and was going to shoot it. And that boy swung around, blew his bicep off.
Yep.
The gun fell right there.
Right.
You want to see the video?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right. Oh, no. They arrested the boy who defended himself. They took the other boy to the hospital, fixed his arm, and the next day he was raising that arm saying, "Onward to the revolution." I got the video if you want to see it.
Yes, sir.
Praising Antifa and all the other communist socialists, on with the revolution, while the boy that protected himself is in jail. Come on, talk to me now. And then when they surround a home, the homeowner just stands in his doorway, not shooting, but standing in the doorway with a gun to make sure that they know he's protected. The police come and arrest him and pull him out of his home in handcuffs while they mock him.
Right.
Hey!
That's right.
I'm talking about the new norm.
Yes, sir.
Well, the Bible says good is evil,
yes, sir,
and evil's good.
We
better go ahead and swallow it and make sure that we understand what I'm talking about. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are both communist organizations funded by George Soros, and to overthrow this country and to become communist, that's all Mr. Soros is. Billions of dollars. But not only him, there are others that are contributing to this matter. Now, what bothers me is Black Lives Matter only when a white cop kills a black man. When blacks kill blacks, there's no outrage or even reporting by the state-run drive media. Folks, look at me, please. I live in the shadows of Chicago. It is a stinking war zone. There are more people being killed in Chicago than Afghanistan and Iraq.
That's right.
Every weekend, Google it, you can see it's crazy what's going on. And it's black on black, so they don't say nothing. Black lives doesn't matter to them, folks. They don't care about black lives. They care about overthrowing a country. That's what you need to understand. But it only matters when a white man kills a black man, and especially a white cop. You know, what we need to understand is that this thing in Kentucky, how far is Louisville from here, preacher? Yeah, 2.5 hours. So those three guys went in to Breonna Taylor's apartment, right? You know the little innocent girl that you saw on TV? Hey, come on, talk to me. The little girl that's on the TV, the ENT,
yes.
Real innocent girl. Because when you heard it, this is what you heard. They came to the wrong address,
right.
Broke down her door,
right.
And shot an innocent girl.
Yep.
Pumped her full of lead. That's what you heard. That's what I heard.
Yep.
On TV. So let me give you the truth about that, if you
right.
Don't mind me.
Amen.
Showing this a little bit.
Right.
I'm sorry to bore you tonight, but
good.
It's just part of it.
Good.
If I can find it now, there it is. The little innocent girl, you know, worked for EMT, sweetheart, and kicked her door down, shot her full of holes, and three cops were arrested.
Yep.
Here's some facts about her that the news media will never give you. Breonna Taylor was investigated in 2016 when she rented a car and was discovered abandoned with a dead body in it. That might be some concerns. Breonna Taylor's apartment was surveyed for months with as many as 20 people an hour coming in and out. Strong evidence of drug dealing, and anybody that used to deal drugs know that's what was happening. Number three, Breonna Taylor was fired from an EMT job and placed on do not rehire file. Number four, Breonna Taylor was running drugs and handling money for drug dealers, her first boyfriend and her second boyfriend. Breonna Taylor's name was on the warrant.
Yep. Yep.
The warrant was issued a no-knock raid, but was changed before, and the police knocked upon arrival several times, even to the point where the neighbor heard it, came out and investigated. Don't tell me that they didn't know they were beating on the door of the people inside. They knew who they were. They identified themselves as policemen. It was an ambush. When they broke the door down, it was an ambush. Jamaica's Glover, Taylor's ex-boyfriend, had 13 pending court cases, all of the charges related to dealing drugs. Number eight, the police showed up to the correct address.
Yep.
Not like the news media told you.
Right.
Kenneth Walker fired first.
Yep.
Breonna Taylor was caught in the crossfire and died. She shot one of those cops. And the cop shot back and killed that woman. And the cop she shot was, from what I understand, Lottie Mattingly's son. And they called him a murderer. And they called him every name in the book. And guess what he did? From what I understand, could be wrong, but what I understand is that he hired the Sandman's lawyer. You remember the little boy that stood there and that Indian got in his face beating that drum? The boy didn't get in the Indian's face. The Indian, that Marxist, got in that boy's face, that little Catholic's boy's face, and beat that drum. That little boy just stood there. Well, you know what the news media did with that boy. You know that boy, I love it. He won two $250 million cases against CNN and different ones. He's got six more cases. If I was a little Catholic girl, I'd get to know him quick. He's got six more cases out there that he's going to sue. A preacher friend of mine, Dr. Tim Green, contacted me and said, Dr. Mattingly's son's going to be a very rich man by next year. Because they said he was a murderer. Call him a murderer, that's defamation. Are y'all hearing me now? It's amazing what's going on. And so, you know, we've all been in places, in tight places before, but I'm telling you that it just, you got to put your thinking cap on and watch what's going on and hear what they're saying and also hear what they don't say. A liberal is not known for what he says. A liberal is known for what he doesn't say. And so it's amazing how they only do a hit job on cops. White and black crime, never black on black crime. It's amazing how policemen absolutely are feared. I dare you to go ask young men now, hey, would you like to be a policeman? You know, when you ask young boys, remember, I want to be a fireman or policeman. They ain't being said no more. A lot of my kinfolk were policemen. I'm with the Illinois State Police also. And I'll be honest with you, it's dangerous to be a policeman today. You are a target. Can you imagine in the United States of America, you are a target just by wearing a badge that can come up to you in your car and shoot you in the head? So I must reasonably conclude that Black Lives Matter only at times, not at all times, and it depends on who's doing the killing. My dad taught me, preacher, and I got 39 years of messages I could preach. For some reason, I just felt led to preach this because we're being deceived. Our people are being deceived. Even church members are being deceived, and they're believing them instead of us. They don't even watch the right news channel. Well, Fox News is as liberal as all the rest of them, you need to understand. If you have cable and get OAN, you need to listen to them. One America News, those folks tell you straight, they say the news like some of us old folks used to hear. My dad taught me when I was a little bitty boy, preacher, about communism, and he said this. He said, son, he said, America will be taken over without a shot. He said, they'll use useful idiots. I was this big when he was teaching me this. He said, who will rebel against a country. And he said, when those rebel against a country, then when the powers that be take over, they'll end up killing them, because they said if they rebel against their own country, they'll rebel against us when we put the squeeze on them. I said, Daddy, how's this going to happen? And he said, they will use drugs, sex, racial tension, distrust, turning on one another, et cetera, anarchy and chaos. This is what my dad taught me when I was this big. He's been dead now for a while. And what my daddy taught me when I was a boy has come to pass in the last several months in the United States of America. Have you ever seen a man as hated as Mr. Trump? My wife just texts me a full body x-ray of Mr. Trump from the hospital he's in, and you can see all of his bone structure, and inside of him they got a big S. She thought that was cute. Man hated. Could you tell me why he's hated when he's elevated blacks to the highest level they've ever been? Hispanics to the highest level. Are you listening to me now? To the highest level they've ever been. Taking our country to heights. Let me tell you what's happening. They hate him because they cannot continue. They're progressive, homosexual, lesbian, transgender, all of this filth that's going on, just like I just read from the scriptures. The corruption that's in our country is unbelievable, and they cannot move that forward with, listen carefully now, with somebody that's a constitutionalist and Christians. Now, you think I'm blowing smoke, but there's been a lot greater countries than ours. I say greater country now. There's been countries like where a lot of Christians, and they're taking Christians out because they have gone the way America is going. In my church, of course, there's so many diverse people there. We have them from different communist bloc countries. And they said, preacher, what we're seeing in America is exactly what happened to us before that thing went full-blown communist. And that's why we're in America. We fled that to get to America. A disregard for law and order causes chaos. Someone wanting to be a police officer today is not really even considering it. The liberal socialist mayors in Los Angeles and all of this defunding to police, can you imagine that? Six police officers daily resign from the New York on an average, six a day. All riotous and arsonists and delinquents were let out of the St. Louis jail. Folks, y'all listen to me, please. I had a special forces guy 11 years ago stand and tell me all of these things were going to take place. I looked at him and said, I didn't tell him. I just said, you're crazy. Everything you're saying is so far-fetched and conspiratorial. No way. Everything he told me is coming to pass right now. He told me that they're going to start letting the criminals out of jail and then arresting Christians and people that took a strong stand. And it's happening. I marvel that this guy knew it. He was a special forces guy. He was now in the police force and had a lot of insight on that and was told a lot of things that he then brought to us. Preacher, can you imagine Legos? Some of the kids play with Legos. They took down the firemen. They took down the police. They took down a figure of the White House, took it down, and will not. Yeah, it was on display. Legos. Even the toy people have bought into this thing. All of these corporations are sending multiple millions of dollars to these individuals. Again, what we hear on the news is that Breonna Taylor was a wonderful woman and George Floyd was a wonderful American. This is what they call him, a hero and honorable man. Every news agency folded under the pressure except OAN. He had a rap sheet as long as his leg. The gentle giant had a giant rap sheet. You'd never heard anybody speak of his home invasion in 07. His armed robbery, spent 5 years in penitentiary with a plea deal. Never talked about his four criminal arrests. Never talked about that stuff. You never heard. He was a gentle giant, and the cops killed him. Now, see, folks, if you're not careful, and I'm going to say this, preacher, I forget to say it. If we're going to ever take our country over, we're going to have to take our news media back from the state-run propaganda. It's no different than Cuba, and it's no different than Venezuela. It's no different than communist Russia or China. The news media. And that's what feeding the people. It's amazing what's happening. And so no one spoke about how high he was on fentanyl and how many times he'd been busted on cocaine and meth. And we're making heroes out of criminals and criminals out of all cops and Christians. Y'all look at me, please. They threatened to arrest me and put me in jail. They threatened to arrest me and put me in jail if I open my church. And they're letting criminals out of jail. Folks, you got to scratch your head and go, what in the world? What did that preacher do except assemble like God told us to do? So it's obvious. I won't go into what I did with the state's attorney or the sheriff, but trust me, they printed a thing in the paper last week and said, we have the power now to arrest anybody that doesn't comply. However, Northwest Bible Baptist Church is just a wonderful place, and the pastor has really told us that everything will be all right. It's because I told him, come get this fat boy and put me in jail, and then my assistant's going to get it, and you put him in jail, and then the next guy, then the next guy, and then all my men have agreed to stand in the pulpit. We're going to keep it open. We have signs everywhere. Never again. Never again. We represented 60 churches in Illinois. Never again. So I just want to wrap it up by saying we'll go eat, and that's what you really want to do anyway, but it's the new norm. Gangster, rappers, thugs, robbers, rapers, arsonists, and anarchists are good people, while police, patriots, war vets, and Christians are bad people. And that's being pushed down the throat of the typical millennial who ain't got enough stinking sense to get out of the rain. And don't worry about me getting on people when I preach like this, because there's always those that slip in when I start making these statements. They hate everything I'm saying, and that's why I'm bearing down. I don't care if there's one or two or five or 20, I'm going to bear down, because they have been indoctrinated, and somebody's got to straighten their stinking idiotic brain out. It's a shame that we're bowing down to stinking idiots that know nothing about the Constitution, nothing about America, nothing about patriotism, nothing about Christianity. It's a shame. By the way, when all the riots took place and they burned it down, so whatever happened to COVID-19, it went away. Yeah. Now they're focusing on the riots. Come on, talk to me now. You notice on that, nobody said anything about COVID. They were just, man, look, it's burning. It went away. And then when they knew they had to bring it back, then they said that it's better for them to riot, because that's more important than churches assembling, spreading COVID. Now they're trying to call Mr. Trump a terrorist. Listen what they said, quote, he's worse than a mass killer, a mass gunman. That's what they said. I'll show you the lady, the news lady that said that. He ought to be arrested because he's spreading this stuff everywhere. It's how crazy we are in America, accusing the president. It's magical, it went away. And I want to say it one more time, you turn your TV off, it will go away. The media is doing the thinking for us. Somewhere, somehow, preacher, we've got to get back in America of thinking for ourselves. And most of you old folks know this to be true. We went about our work and did our duties and did whatever, and then at news time, maybe after we eat or before we ate, we'd watch a segment of news, 30-minute segment of news, and they would tell the news, they would not form the news. They would just tell us what was going on. Now we have 24/7 cycles, and we hear it over and over and over and over and over. And the more you hear a lie, you're going to end up believing it if you're not careful. Unless you think, which is hard for some to do. I'm done. Get over there in 1 Timothy, if you would, please. 1 Timothy. I'm sorry, preacher. Maybe I should just preach the message, but I just kind of figured that, man, somebody's got to talk about this stuff. 1 Timothy chapter 4, if you would, get over there. Pick it up in verse 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Yeah. When I see these people talk, I see something coming out of their mouth that's demonic. This whole thing is demonic. It's a satanic delusion is what's happening. And we that are spirits can see that and see it coming out of their mouth. It's amazing. Look at it. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. When you burn yourself, it kind of singes over like that, and boy, you can't even feel it anymore. And when your conscience is like that, you have no conscience. Nobody could ever get anything to you because you have seared your conscience. 2 Timothy, if you would please, chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Pick it up in verse 1. Now, this know also, in the latter days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's all in perverts. And children who don't love and appreciate their parents, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. That's what's happened today in Congress. All the stuff that Mr. Trump has gone through, a bunch of false accusing, lying media, and lying congressmen. You talk about the swamps. I used to make my living in the swamps of Louisiana. I don't know why Trump didn't hire me to take care of business. And anyway, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden in sin, led away with divers lust, ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men, as theirs also was. Theirs coming today very quickly, with this thing's going to blow up. Now, hear me well. I know all that sounds depressing, and I didn't want to do that tonight, but I did tell you the truth. But I don't know about you, I just read in the last days, which means we got to be there. And I'm excited about the last days. Because in just a while, we're going to hear Trump. I like what Dr. Green told me. Dr. Don Green, he's about dead now. Some of you know him. He's a man, walks with God. He prays for 6 and 7 hours a day. He said, Brother Keith, I love you and I pray for you. He said, I believe the Lord's coming. Because the Bible says when the last trump. So, could be true. He's a man of God. It could be true. Jesus is coming again to this ungodly world. What a great time, preacher, to win souls, to be faithful to the Great Commission, to send out missionaries, because we're coming to that head. And again, I say, if America is not mentioned in prophecy, could it be because we have changed so dramatically in the last several months, it's not going to take very long till we're just a footnote. Right. To think of the greatness of this country and what we have been all of these years, to be wiped away because certain people have gotten place, weak people in leadership. Preacher and I were talking about that. Preacher sometime. You better thank God for your pastor. Amen. That's been with you all of these years, who's a very kind, gracious man. But I know him well enough, don't back him in a corner. He ain't going to win. And every now and again, us preachers need to stand up and shoot a 2-foot flame out our nose and make you understand that there's strong leadership and we need it in the White House. And we got one now, and that's why they hate him. So you need to pray for this election coming up. You need to pray harder, and you need to go vote, every one of you. If you don't vote, you ain't got nothing to say. Welcome to the new norm. Trust me, it ain't going to change. It may get worse. Unless we push back to the point where they understand. I'm hoping that something will happen. I'm hoping something will happen this election that will sit the liberals and the Marxists and the communists on their backside saying, I can't believe this many people are still for patriotism, America, the Constitution in America, and just absolutely shock this place. That's what I'm praying for. Don't know if it'll happen because they know how to manipulate this election and they're trying now. You need to pray. And go vote. Father, I pray that you would help us tonight. My heart yearns for the great country that I knew at one time. I have given my life every week of my life preaching somewhere across this country, hoping and praying that these young people that we heard sing just a while ago would have some sort of semblance of the America that we knew. There are older folks in this room that know that even now they wish that America was the way it was back in their day. And dear Lord, you know that everything that I have ever invested in Northwest Bible Baptist Church is for the next generation, because we have to have somebody coming behind us that'll take the baton, take the bull by the horns, take that King James Bible and stand in the old path. And Lord, as we see this country and this our society and our culture absolutely being dissolved in front of us, may we have a bunch of Christians that would not get in the closet but come out of the closet and speak boldly. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord. I pray that this invitation will be simple. I really don't know how to give it except praying for our country and pray that we'd put our thinking cap on before we swallow everything that we hear, especially by the news media. As I taught my people, that whenever you hear the news, believe just the opposite, and you're pretty well right on. Lord, I pray that you'd help us now. Bless the fellowship to come in Jesus' name. Amen.